I went to a small private liberal arts college, not too dissimilar from Birmingham Southern. It sits on a hill. This place sits on a hill. So I remember visiting here thinking, wow, I think I found my my doppelganger of my college. And then was living in Georgia in the late 90s, and there was a job opportunity that I pursued here. I did not get that job. So as I, you know, you will probably hear me jokingly say, it only took me 17 years, but I finally got a job at Birmingham Southern.
Obviously, you're coming in at a point where the situation here is stabilized. You aren't dealing with the fiscal issues that you had four or five years ago. Where is your focus then?
You know, the real focus is laying a foundation for an incredible student experience. We need to continue to grow enrollment. And I think what attracts students is that student experience. And Birmingham Southern is the type of school that can deliver a seamless, holistic, curricular, co-curricular experience.
The situation may be stabilized, but what are the challenges that you see the school faces?
You know, all you have to do is look at the demographics. I haven't looked at Alabama. I think the South is better than other regional parts of the country with high school demographics. I do not know how well is Birmingham Southern differentiating itself against its competitors. What is our competitive advantage? Why would a student want to come here? Why would a parent want to invest the kind of money that you will in a Birmingham Southern education? You know, and so those are things I need to peel back the onion to learn more about that.
Well, there were academic cuts during the financial crisis. Some of those programs have been brought back. There's still some that haven't. Do you see an effort to expand programs academically, get the school back to offering what it was before the financial issues?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to need to, you know, to learn more. I'm certainly not going to add for the sake of adding. I mean, you certainly don't want growth for the sake of growth. You know, we do need to grow enrollment. Program innovation will help growth. Additional programs will help growth. But I think we need to do it smartly. It has to be smart growth.
Well, you're following a very popular president in General Charles Krulak, popular with students, didn't take a salary for 4 years. What are your thoughts thinking about following a figure like him?
Oh, I'm excited. It really excites me because I am a competitor. I have absolutely enjoyed the time I've spent with the general during the process. I'm looking forward to him. He and Neil Burdi, another previous president, really being my mentors, you know, helping me better understand the landscape of Birmingham and of Birmingham Southern, but also challenging me and pushing me. I think it's exciting that he's raised the bar. And so, you know, my job is one, not to screw it up, but two, how do I out-Krulak Krulak?